You know, you guys, I have to tell you something. When you guys were talking about Poodle and Big Fatty, and I never understood who this Poodle was. And I finally realized whenever he was talking and he'd be like, oh, Big Fatty, blah, blah, blah. I thought he was just doing like the Jimmy doesn't want to go to school today. I thought he was doing third person. I didn't realize this voice was supposed to be another human, another character.
He is.
It's not him. That's Poodle McNoodle.
I think classic Fatty was, he was talking in the third person, then he sort of developed it into Poodle.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. He spun her off into, yeah.
Right. Now, my thing about Poodle and Big Fatty is that for a long, long, long time, I didn't get that Poodle was a female. I just thought, I didn't know. I did not know.
See, and I thought Sassy was a woman.
Don't let her, him hear that.
Yeah.
He's got a filthy mouth and a bad attitude.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, Big Fatty, blah, blah, blah.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1766 of the BFO the 31st Big Fatty's Gay Grandma of October 2014. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, we get to open the cards. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem. Halloweenies, be ready, that's just vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, it's Gay Grandma. It is Gay Grandma, and y'all, the ghosts and ghouls and things will be going bump in the night. Yes, Big Freddy, and that's just the gentleman call us. It's true. Well, we can hope. It is indeed Gay Grandma, and y'all, I want you to make sure you look at today's special artwork, because y'all, that is a picture of Big Fatty in one of his childhood Halloweeny costumes. Big Fatty, it is so darling. And I think Big Fatty has told some stories of Halloween and all. Y'all, sometimes Big Fatty would set up a haunted house or something like that and have Halloweeny parties and things like that. You know, Big Fatty was a party planner. Big Fatty party planner. And I don't remember a whole lot. I do remember having a Halloween party one year, and the guy two doors down from me, y'all, he came dressed up as a girl, and y'all, I had no idea who in the hell it was. So, anyway, it was a Big Fatty dealing with drag early in his life. It's true. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, gotta see, y'all, we've got all these cans. Big Fatty, we've got the package, too. Open the package first. Okay, well, we'll open the package first. This is from that lesbian shipping service, Amazon. And let's just see what it is. Oh, Big Fatty, look! Oh, dear, Gussie, look! It's a tough guy! Oh, dear, Gussie! Oh, dear, Gussie, Big Fatty, look! It's a it's a tough guy. Y'all, it is Hank the Tough Guy.
And Hank, it says, a gift from Kim Beaver. Big Fatty, Miss Beaver knows how to audio-gazing. This gentleman caller will never let you down so that you will never be alone in the new house. Love the Beavers. Big Fatty, I know it's for you, but I want to... Big Fatty, y'all, this is the cutest thing. And y'all, it has all kinds of his pecs and his. Oh, he just squeaked.
Big Fatty, who is Squeaky Kitty again?
Oh, we've got an update on that. But Miss Beaver, thank you so much. Yes, Big Fatty, thank you, Miss Beaver. That's for me. Tough man. Okay, bye-bye. All right, let's open the cards now. Miss Beaver, you have created another monster. Big Fatty. Y'all, our first one, y'all, is from Princess Hannah. And we'll open it up, and we'll just say, Big Fatty. It says, beware. Y'all, there's a Dracula on the front of it. And it says, beware. And you open it up, and it says, it's Halloween. Be careful out there. Happy gay crema. Love always. Princess Hannah. And happy Halloween, boy genius. Side note. He wanted to get you a glitter card.
Big Fatty, we saved the glitter for Grandma.
Well, thank you, Boy Genius and Princess Hannah. That's just lovely. Y'all, our next one is from that Moose P. You know, he was the number one fan of the BFO, I think, in 2009. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, oh, Big Fatty, that almost looks vulgar. It's a vulgar-looking pumpkin. It looks like a butt with a very suggestive stem on it. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it says, oh, it says, hope this Halloween is everything it's cracked up to be. Happy Halloween, Moose P. And y'all, then it is Dr. Parker. Fuck up your desk kit. Fun for two-year-olds. Everyone else just gets pissed off. Instructions. Dump contents of bag all over your desk, chair, lap, and floor. Swear a lot, then whack them up the glitter. And y'all, it is a little... a bag. Y'all, it almost looks like it's drugs. Big Fatty. It's a little Ziploc bag of glitter. And Moose B, I don't think I'm going to open that, but thank you anyway. It's just lovely. Y'all, our next can is from the Robs up there in the Illinois. And y'all, it is the season of doom and gloom, trademark Vera Charles. And y'all, you open it up, and oh, Big Fatty, look at that. That was a picture of you earlier this week. Yeah, it's Big Fat Larry, Big Fatty, and y'all. I'm gonna take a picture and post it at noon on Gay Crema Day. And y'all, it says some Halloween advice: don't ask to try anything from his sack, Big Fatty Volga. And it says, or do ask whatever turns you on. Happy Halloween, Big Fatty. Rob 1 and Rob 2 of the Robs. Well, thank you so much, Rob 1 and Rob 2. And y'all, our next guide. Y'all, is from that Gus Chad. Yes, Big Fatty. And, you know, it has the Linus in the pumpkin patch and the I Got a Rock on the back. And, y'all, you open it up, and it's... Oh, there's Snoopy sitting on top. Oh, Snoopy sitting on top of a pumpkin. He's taking a nap, and it says Happy Halloween. And it says, hey, Bernhardy, here's your lottery winnings. Sorry, it wasn't more. What is your most favorite memory of Halloween? Well, I think it was just going out with my friends and getting the candies. And y'all, we would go out for hours. We would go out like. 6 o'clock, 5:30, 6 o'clock, and we wouldn't be back until about 9 o'clock at night, y'all. And I mean, we came back with ass loads of candy. Yes, Big Fatty, that's why your ass is so big. And y'all, our next can, y'all, it is from the Laughing Buddha. And Laughing Buddha, let's see what we got here from the Laughing Buddha. Yes. Let's just open it up right now. Yes, Big Freddy, this is very exciting. And let's just see what we got here. And it says, oh, it's a little ghost on the front. And you open it up and it says, well, when it comes to being spooktacular, no one's better at it than you. Happy Halloween. Dear Big Freddy, hope you have a wonderful trick and that he's a real treat. XOXO, Mark in St. Paul, Minnesota, a.k.a. the Spambassador. Y'all, you know, the Laughing Buddha is the Spambassador, the official Spambassador of the BFO. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, our last cat. That we have, y'all, it is the giant envelope from Miss Bacon. And y'all, I'm sure it's going to be spooky. Oh, Big Freddy, I'm scared already. And we're just going to open it up right now. And oh, Big Freddy, look at that. It's a kitty. Oh, and y'all, it's a giant kitty. And it's got googly eyes.
Big Freddy, I like the googly eyes.
And and y'all, you open it. Oh, it opens up at the top. Oh, y'all, it stands up. And it says, if your night is mostly ghostly with a few spine-tingling chills, if it's Batty and Black Catty with fun nerve-jangling thrills, if your goodie sack is packed with all your favorite treats to eat, then you'll have the kind of Halloween your wished spookily sweet.
Big Freddy, that is just lovely.
And then it says, I now have hell to pay for not mentioning Brewer and Digger and T Wiggles or TT Chicago. And y'all, I'm not quite sure what that means.
Big Freddy, that goes without saying.
Oh, here we go. It says, I see. She writes at the top. She says, dear Big Freddy, Poodle, Squeaky Kitty.
Big Freddy, Squeaky Kitty's not here.
And your lovely listeners, especially Hat and Larry Vader and Goo and the rest. So that must be what she's going to pay for not mentioning Brewer, Digger, and T. Wiggles. Okay, hope your Halloween and the rest of your 2014 is the best. Thank you for the heart and fun. Maybe that's the love and fun. And for letting me take over the little show every now and then. It just goes to prove no one can save a train wreck. Heart you all to the moon and back, Kathy Bacon. And Miss Bacon has included a little prize in there.
Big Freddy, I want the prize.
Okay, well, we'll let you do the prize. And y'all, that is just lovely. So many generous people sending Big Freddy and
me too, Big Freddy, and Squeaky. Oh, Big Freddy, don't mention Squeaky Kitty again. We got the Squeaky Man now, tough guy.
So poor Squeaky Kitty. It may not be the same when they found. And y'all, speaking of Squeaky Kitty, y'all, we've got some breaking news.
Death certificate. This just into the BFO CSI Squeaky Kitty Desk.
Dear Gussie, y'all, I received information on Thursday afternoon that there was new evidence over at the lodge. And y'all, it says over here, it says alien abduction. Horrible. Just horrible. New evidence has come to light in the Squeaky Kitty case. Aliens. Aliens amongst us. Aliens behind faces we thought we knew so well. Don't trust anybody. They could be everywhere. And y'all, Squeaky Kitty is being abducted by aliens, and y'all, here is an exclusive mugshot of the abductor. Let's hope his favorite dish is not kitty bacon.
Big Freddy, he's scary.
And And y'all, it says, of course, some vile subjects abuse the fear of alien invaders for their own unholy interests.
Big Fatty, that's you. It says, get anal probe. Wasn't abducted by aliens. Big Fatty, this is more disturbing than I ever thought possible.
Music. Well, y'all, I wanted to talk a little bit about Crema, because y'all, you know, on Saturday, the 1st of November, y'all, first of all, you got to remember to say rabbit, rabbit. But y'all, you know, Big Fatty's calendar says that starting November the 1st, it's okay to start advertising and everything about Crema. And y'all, I've noticed. Have you noticed on the TV machine that they're trying to push it a little bit? This Gay Crema Week, y'all, I've been seeing a few Crema trees and a couple of wreaths and all in some commercial advertising. But y'all, I guarantee, by the time Election Day is over, y'all, that's all you're going to see is Crema trees and wreaths and Santa Claus and all that. But y'all, you know, on November the 1st, it's A-OK. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I just want to finish up today with a couple of things. First of all, that Steve in Scotland, y'all, where evidently there have been a couple of more donations over there to help finance bringing the BFO app back. So, y'all, if you can help out, you head on over there. It's the GoFundMe and Steve in Scotland. Y'all, if you need a link, I'll put it in today's show notes if you want to just click on that. Yes, because it'd be lovely. Y'all, another thing I wanted to let you know is, you know, the Turnip Head? You know, he does that underpants show with the Urban Guy T.O. And y'all, on Thursday, the Turnip Head had to go in the hospital, have a little work done on his cold black heart. Big Manny, that's not nice. Well, y'all, if anyone doesn't have a cold black heart, it's the Turnip Head. Trust me. And y'all, evidently, part of his recovery therapy includes some gear and kinky gear that they had there at the hospital that they got from the Fort Trough. Big Fatty, it sounds vulgar. But I'm happy to say that everything went well and that he is in recovery. And y'all, he was even eating a sandwich. And y'all, he had a little a dish of apple snack. Big Fatty, I wonder if there's going to be candy. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, if you're in the U.S. of A., y'all, don't forget, on Saturday night, turn your clocks back 1 hour. You'll get an extra hour of sleep on Sunday morning. Big Fatty, that'll be lovely, except you'll still be waking up early. It's true. The body clock doesn't know to set itself back. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. And remember, if you see Big Fatty later today with the trick-or-treaters or while you're out and about, snap some pictures for over there at Spotting Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, I heard the kids from over there at the Lotzel and Miss Boo, anything you want to say to Poodle?
Oh, Big Fatty, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, Big Fatty, blah, blah, blah. Happy Gay Crema.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined at bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.